Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministry, along with the Life Support Outreach Church. And I'm so delighted to be back on our radio broadcast on today, Sunday, February the 21st, 2020, giving reverence to God, who is the head of my life, who is my life, and to everyone in their respective places, to Apostle Deans and his after, and to every one of you. I'm so delighted to be here today. I greet you in the awesome and powerful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on today. And I just thank God for you. I thank God for you on today. I give you glory and I give you praise on today. We're going to have our doxology now, and then we'll go into our devotion.
Praise God for blessings for raising all creatures in every
reading will be coming from Psalm 62. Truly, my soul waited upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will ye imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you. As a bowing wall shall ye be, and as a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. My soul waiteth thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. And God is my salvation and my glory. the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times. Ye people, pour out your hearts before him. God is a refuge for us. I have just read you from Psalm 62, from the first verse down to the eighth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have our devotion song. Confessing today and repenting, Lord, and asking your forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ today. Lord, we come, Lord, just giving you all the glory today, Lord, giving you all the praise, Lord. And Lord, you deserve all of the honor today, Lord. And we come worshiping you, bowing down this morning, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just come thanking you for another opportunity to praise your name, Lord, to lift your name up, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you today, Lord, to cover everyone under the sound of my voice on today. I'm asking you today, God, to cover this radio broadcast in the mighty name of Jesus. Look down and have mercy on us today. Father, we need you, Lord, and we can't make it without you today. I'm asking you today, Lord, to search our hearts, our minds, in our spirit. If there is anything in there, Lord, that should not be, I ask you to remove it right now in the name of Jesus. I ask you to create in us a clean heart and renew in us a right spirit and a sound mind on today. Lord, we lift your name up today, Lord. We praise your name, God. And we just thank you today for how you watched over us all night last night. And early this morning, Lord, you shook us and called us by name, gave us a mind to pray. And we give you glory and we give you praise for it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to bless today, bless our speaker on today, God, bless her right now, God, bless her mind right now, God, bless her spirit right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We need you, Lord, and we can't make it without you, in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm asking you right now, God, to send your anointing, God, send your anointing, God, and change the atmosphere, Lord, on this radio broadcast. Send your angels, Lord, send your anointing today in the name of Jesus. Send it right now, God. Let your power fall down in the name of Jesus. Let your power fall, God. Let your power fall, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we just give you praise. We give you glory. We praise your name. We thank you for your anointing. We bless you today. We give it to you, God. Whatever it is, Lord, we bless your name on today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the word on today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you right now, God. We just give you praise. Hallelujah. And we give you glory. We ask all these things. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. And for your glory. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We just give God all the praise and all the honor on today. We just thank him today for another opportunity to lift his name up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you right now, God. I just give God praise. I'm going to open up the testimonial service, part of the service today. If there's anyone that have a testimony of a word to say for the Lord, this is your finest hour right now. Hallelujah. And I just give God praise. I just give him praise. I give God praise today. I give him praise. I give him glory. I lift his name up. I bless his name on today. I just thank God. Hallelujah. I thank you for everything. I give God praise for everything. The word of God say he's my refuge. He's my defense. He's my redeemer. In the name of Jesus, and I thank him on today. Hallelujah. He's my shepherd, and I shall not want. And I give God praise on today. God is a good God, and he's worthy. Hallelujah. To be praised. I give him glory. Hallelujah. I give him praise. Hallelujah. On today. And hallelujah. God's been so good to me. I got my test back yesterday from some x-rays I took, and the devil tried to show up, but God is powerful. He's almighty. I'm telling you, the devil tried to put fear in my heart in the name of Jesus, but God, and ain't nothing wrong. Everything is fine, and I just thank God on today. I don't take it for granted. It could have been anything but God. And so I give God praise on today that my lungs is clear. I thank God on today. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, they didn't even see no nodule. I thank God on today. Hallelujah. I give him praise. That's my testimony. He binds the spirit of infirmity from my life, from my body. And I thank God on today. I have so many things to praise and thank God for. God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I thank him today. Yeah, he had me all trying to be scared and feared. At the wrong time, I was getting ready to get on the radio broadcast for the children, and I seen it pop up out of nowhere. I said, I didn't see this before, and my computer wouldn't even go fast enough. When I tell you, but God said, settle down. You said you trust me. Well, trust me. So I trust God today, and I encourage each one of you to trust God. That everything gonna be all right. Everything gonna be all right. Everything gonna be all right. Aha, ndoro basandrosi. Yes, God. Everything, you just trust him and know that he's doing it. Know he's doing it. I trust God. I believe God. Hallelujah. And I give him praise on today. Any more testimony? Hallelujah. Well, we just give God praise on today. We give God glory, hallelujah. Magnify his name on today, hallelujah. We're going to get ready to go into our the word of God. And so that God, we can hear from him.
Apostle.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to speak a good word for the Lord on this afternoon. God is so awesome in all his ways. Today
Amen.
Marks the anniversary. My husband, February 21st in 2000, he fell over 30 feet, and he broke his back in three places. But I just want to thank God for giving him another chance. I just want to thank God for covering his head and healing his body.
Yeah.
That particular year, it was two different people that had fell only 20 feet, and they lost their lives. But God spared his life. And I just thank God for who he is. You know, God is almighty. He do what he want to do, how he want to do it. And I just give him praise, glory, and honor for giving him another chance. And they said that he was never going to walk again, and they gave him a bad report. But the word of God says, whose report will you believe? We will believe the report of the Lord. I just thank and praise God for another opportunity to give his name praise, glory, and honor, because God, he is good. He is my everything. He is my rock and my salvation.
Yes,
and I bless his holy name. You know, there is no God like our God. Our God is mighty, and he is powerful.
He
is loving, and he is a gracious God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and I bless his name on today. I give his name all the praise, glory, and honor, because where would I be if it had not been for the Lord who is on my side? You know, he fought for me when I couldn't even fight for myself. I just bless God on today. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and just pray my strength in the Lord, and I will do the same for you guys. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that testimony. I know about that stuff. I know about that stuff. God is a good God. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to have just a little. We're not going to play this song all the way through. I just thank and praise God for our speaker today. I just want to say a little bit about her off the top of my head. She's a true woman of God, prophetess of God, ordained minister, loves the Lord and love his word and love his people. She is just a blessed person all the way around. And I thank and praise God for the woman of God that's going to bring the word today. I just present her to some and introduce her to others. Prophetess, minister, Shamita McKinney. And after this music, this song, the next voice you will hear will be hers. So we're going to just encourage her. And if you hear the word, and if you know it's the word of God, you ought to agree with her, with the amen or whatever it is God put on your heart. So we're going to go ahead on and play this little music, and then we're going to let her come on, and I won't even let it go all the way to the end. Amen. Okay. Well, you do it. Okay, because my stuff may not even play. Okay. God bless you. Well, here she is. Amen. Amen. God is good. Well, you could just sing some, honey. Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen. Good day, everyone.
Amen. Amen.
It's an honor to come before God's people with the shared word.
Amen.
It's a great opportunity on today.
Amen.
I want to thank God for his faithfulness and his unfailing love for us. I want to give a good reverence to a woman, a great woman of God, to an honorable woman of God, to a blessed woman of God, and to a loving woman of God, Prophetess Pastor Deborah Deans, my mother, for this here divine opportunity.
Amen.
And to all God's prophets, ministers, in their respective places.
Amen.
I am Shamita McKinney, that has the desire to be used, to motivate, to inspire, and arouse the body of Christ.
Amen.
Let's just have a moment of prayer for just a moment. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, come on this line here, God, with our head bowed and our eyes closed and our hearts open for you, God. Father God, we want to thank you on today for another opportunity to open our eyes this morning, God.
Yes.
For the breath in our body. Thank you, God.
Thank you,
God,
Jesus,
for bringing your
Thank you, Lord.
To carry that old rugged cross for us, God, and how we
died
on that thing. Thank you, God.
Yes.
We
want to thank you, Jesus,
God, right now, God, for just covering us in peace and in your love,
Jesus,
and in your kindness, God.
Yes.
Thank you, God. So today,
thank you,
I thank you for just letting me grow as a preacher,
Lord,
a leader, and a boss of yours, God. I thank you for opening up room for me, God. Lord God, speak
Lord.
To me that I may speak to your children, God. Let my application be your application, God. Convict me, Lord God. Mend them together also, Lord. Lord, remove me out of this thing here so we can get clarity to your people on the day, God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Bless this word, God. Bless this word that it will be used for your kingdom building in the matchless name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, God is good
Amen.
Today. I wanted to give a
yes,
good shout out on how great God is. But y'all know, y'all
yes.
can't tell how good God is, honey. I'm here.
Yes.
I'm alive. My
yes.
family is doing well. But a little thing,
yes.
I thank him. The petty stuff, I thank
yes.
him.
Hallelujah.
Today. That's
thank
right.
you, Lord.
Well, I'll be coming from, if you have your Bible or your notes, I suggest that you get them. All right. I'll be coming from 1 John, the 4th chapter, 16 and 17. And I'll be reading from the New International Version of it. And it reads as such, and so we know and rely on the love God has, for God is love. Whoever
mm-hmm.
lives in love lives in God, and God in them. 17 says, this is how love is made complete amongst us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world,
mm-hmm.
we are like Jesus. I have read to you 1 John 4:16-17. May God add a blessing to the hearers and the doers of his most precious and holy word. I want to raise
Amen.
Your spirit. I'm really trying to, because I got so much on my heart and my mind today, and it all can come out. But, I mean, a little at a time, a little just going to have to do today.
Mm-hmm.
I want to grace you all, spirit, to letting God help redefine your love for him.
All right.
That's right. Redefining
Amen.
Your love God's way. How about that?
Yes.
From the very beginning, God's plan was to develop a people that reflect there is hope for the ones that have failed in love. That's right.
Right.
There are many types of love
mm-hmm.
that will punch the meaning of God is and what he wants and commands us to be. Eros,
right.
storage, philia, agape, and I mean there's a couple of other loves also. They are all characterized differently by romantic love, family love, brotherly love, God's divine love. With the love of Christ, we will all experience these different types of love depending on our situation.
Yes.
But first, let me just get a little sum out the way. Not all believe that God loves them at times and at certain situations. You see, sometimes they feel that if God really loved them, he would never allow them to experience pain, children dying, and, you know, all of this different type of rape stuff going on and prostitution
uh-huh.
and, you know, taking and stealing people's kids and all of this. But God never allows us to experience such pain unless it is for our ultimate good. Some feel
right.
that if God really loved them, he would answer all of their prayers. God loves you too much to answer all of your prayers. You see, as I look back on my life, how deeply thankful I am that God did not answer all of my prayers. See, it is much like a child saying to his parents, hey, mama, hey, can I get a Diet Coke for lunch every day? Could I get a bag of turtles
right.
for dinner every night? God has shattered when God did not answer their prayers. Prayer was never
right.
intended as to mean to be accomplished his will here on earth. The purpose of prayer is to see God's will be accomplished. Surely
right.
not all have known the love of God has for them or even reciprocated. Okay, could I tell y'all a little story? Just a little personal story. So one good old evening after a long day of work, I decided to call Big John and tell him that I would pick up some dinner on the way home because I hadn't ate all day. Well, it was really
mm-hmm.
late, and I was so hungry. I was getting a migraine. You know, it was coming on. So I pulled up to Emo's Pizza, and it was a young boy about 14 years old and a girl around 7 outside. So when I got out the car, I was, you know, they were singing and, you know, having fun, little kids, what little kids do. I grabbed the door handle to open the door, and the little girl said, don't be scared. And she was looking at her brother, and I looked at her brother, too. And he said, ma'am, me and my little sister hungry. So I said, why y'all hungry? Don't judge me. But that was the first thing that came to my mind. And the little girl said, could you just get us something to eat, please, ma'am, please? I said, what's y'all story? Well, again, that was the first thing, you know, that came to mind. So I ended up giving them about $80. You know what I'm saying? And I end up giving, I had called in a previous order, and I had ended up giving them that too. So, I gave them all I had. So I couldn't buy any more. So on my way home, that migraine was coming down. I mean, it was shooting. And I walked on in the house, and Big John said, hey, baby, where the food at? I'm hungry. And I said, I lost the money. And so I continued on to go lay down and cut off all the lights and close all the drapes and, you know, get in my setting when you have a migraine. Most folks know about migraine, and some folks don't. I admonish you. And you don't want to know about a migraine. So that night he said, I'm going to go out and get us something to eat because I know you need to eat because you hadn't ate all day. But that night, my love cost me greatly. But even in the midst of the suffering, God infused me with the supernatural sense of satisfaction that I had done the right thing. I'm not saying that we should constantly abuse ourselves or become passive doormats. But Christian love carries cost. Even when the cost is so high, we can nevertheless count on God to bring fulfillment to his followers. True love is always cost sufficient, baby. If there is no cost there, there is no love. See, love get his hands dirty. Not only that, but love takes a chance. It goes out on a limb. It takes a gamble. Love makes a statement and leaves legacy. It does the unexpected, surprisingly and stirringly, but, you know, its performance, the act that steals the heart, and it leaves a lasting impression on the soul. I just called in today to help somebody on today.
Come on.
That God is
love.
I don't think anyone heard me on today. Jesus is on the main line. This is the time to let God know how you and how much you want to love him. That's right. And if you don't know, I need you all to redefine your love for Christ. Because, you see, different people, they interpret love in different ways. So, basically, some of them, you know, they take out the trash. You know, that's love. You know, on an exceptionally cold day for their family, their friends. You know, to others, love is, you know, more direct, like, you know, saying a romantic poem or just outright saying I love you 1,000 times. You know, for those who believe in God and the followers and the teachings of Jesus Christ, love takes a whole new meaning on it. These Bible verses about God's love, that even in your darkest hour, when it may seem like you're on your own, or that you lost a lot of everybody and everything, you just lost everything that you had, and everything is just all in shambles. What you gotta know that he's still there, and you are never alone, and you always will be loved. See, God's unwavering love isn't always easy to see or understand. It's the small things, like the person who asks, how's your day going? Actually listening. And you know what I'm saying? They actually listen to you, and they answer you. And it shows that itself in a big way, too, sometimes. Like when the guardian angel who appears out of nowhere when the car stopped on, you know, stop running on side the road, and out of nowhere, here comes somebody saying, do you need any help? And the car actually starts up. You get what I'm saying? I've been in this situation right here before. It actually starts up. And when you ask them how much I owe you, they say, you know, I don't need none. I don't want none in return. You get what I'm saying? That's God's love. The essence and nature is of God's being. See, the text in Greek feels agape is seen, or God is love. You see, if you dwell in love, you are dwelling in God, and God is dwelling in you. Okay.
Yes.
Let me just make this plain a little bit more. Have you ever been in love? Have you ever truly been in love? Can you remember that one feeling? Now that this winter time, you get what I'm saying? There's an owl or some type of wildlife animal in one of your neighborhoods, include mine, in a tree stump. There is love all around them, and they just migrating and singing songs and alto love, you know, all night.
All right.
These owls out here, whoo. See, wait a minute. That's why we are getting the opportunity on today to redefine God's love for us
all
now.
Right.
You have an opportunity to redefine. Let me just set this up for y'all. See, you see, the first thing you got to know, what is love? Understand the importance of love. God established love as the stimulus of for our obedience. Love fulfills the law, and it is written, if you love me, you will keep my commandments, John 14 and 15. Distinguish love. When we demonstrate Christian love, it distinguishes believers from the rest of the world. See, it says, by this love, all people would know that you are my disciples. If you have love for one another, John 13 and 35, to the Bible, love is primarily an active interest in the well-being of another person. Love acts for the benefits of others. God loves us, not because we we got something to offer him, but rather because he had something to offer us. God loved the world in this way, that he gave his one and only son, so everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life, John 16. Now we need to know what it means to love God. Oh, God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you. As in a dry, weary land where there is no water. So I look upon you in the sanctuary. Behold your power and your glory. Psalm 36, 1 and 2. We are full. Easily wrapped up in ourselves, see, our lives and our plans, yet God loves us anyway. He loves us no matter where we are or what we've done. God loves us when we have interest in him, when we're running from him, and even when we're drowning from our sins. He loves us much as that he sent his son to pay for the penalties of our sins. What an amazing love. Christ was the substitutionary sacrifice for our sins. In non-church speaking, let me just tell you that means that Jesus is the bridge. That's right. Jesus bridges the gap between the sinful man and the Holy Spirit. To do this, Jesus, it cost his life on the cross as he took on all sins and the shame. This is a magnitude of what God's love for us and for you and for me and for them. This is the magnitude of it. And when we begin to understand this incredible love, we will want to love back. So how do we love God? It starts first by encountering God's love for us. Do you know God's amazing? His sacrificial and overwhelming love for you? Don't wait any longer, because nothing is more important than God's love. It's the heart of the Christianity. That's right. 1 John 4:19 says, we love because he first loved us. Then we want to spend time with God in worship and prayer. and Bible study. Then we want to obey God's commandment to show him we trust him. I trust you, oh God. I hope that you will decide to redefine your love for God today. And when you do, oh God, you want to love others too. You've got to know that the Bible verses about love, about God's love, serve as a constant reminder that he is always watching, ready to help you in any type of way that you may need. Okay, okay, help me. Do you remember the joy that you had with that first puppy love? Do you remember how no sacrifice was too great to be one with the one you love? Do you remember how fulfilling and satisfied love was?
All right.
Yeah. See, for me, all I know is the one who loves me perfectly has taken my sin. He paid the price for my redemption because he loves me.
You see,
John tells me here in love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son for our appropriation of sin. See, spiritual love is not self-love, but rather self-sacrificing. That's right.
Come on
now. This is how we know what love is. You see, Jesus Christ laid his life down for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. If anyone has any material possessions and see his brother in need and has no pity, how can the love of God be in that person? Dear God, can the love be in that person? That's right. Let us love not with words or speech, but the actions and in the truth. 1 John 3:16-17. See, according to that passage, Jesus is the reason we even know what spiritual love is. That's right.
Because
he did it all. That's the spiritual realm of what he did to show us the spiritual side of love. That's right. That's what he did. He taught us everything we need to know about true love. That's right. Love gives life and produces growth.
All right.
Beautiful love makes things grow. It makes it grow. That's just like water on the plant. It makes it grow. It is patient and nurturing, allowing the benefactor of such love to flourish. Any love that only drains you or us, has taken from us, is not true love. But biblical love is not the love of this world. God's love gives life, growth, and maturity, not demanding it, but providing the necessary nutrients for the health environment we need to develop. Out of his great love for us, God deposits his very spirit in us that produces an even greater harvest of love in ourselves. So when we say redefine the love for God, self-love also comes into play as well. Yep, self-love. Yeah, I remember I'm gonna do me. Yep, I remember me saying that. He doing him, I'm doing me. Y'all know that slang. That's right.
Come on.
Let me just bring it on home for y'all. Well, this ain't home, but this a part of it. Let me just show y'all. This is just a bedroom of it. But just let me show y'all what it is. See, most sins stem from love. That's right. Self-love. Most sins, they stem from self-love. See, the lack of love for others. See, think about it. Hate, greed, envy, murder, strife, gossip, slander. I can go on. Arrogance, pride, all reduced. The result from all of that is love of self. When we love ourselves without regard for God or others, that's the result in sin. If God's law is summoned up by love for God and love for others, then sin defined in scriptures has lawlessness. That's right. Is any thought, word, or deed void of spiritual love? Matthew 22:37-40 tells us, Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and the great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Verse 40, on these two commandments hang all law and the prophets. So we do hear a lot about self-love. That's right. Today's time, we define self-love as a state of appreciation for someone or self-love that grows from actions that support our physical, psychological, and spiritual growth.
Mm-hmm.
Self-love can be a natural and healthy appreciation for yourself, but also has the potential to easily become excessive, narcissistic, and selfish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, let's just see what the Bible say about loving ourselves. See, Scripture talks to us about loving yourself two ways. As an assumption, love your neighbor as yourself. The Father residing must treat as your native born. Love them as yourself, for you were foreigners. Leviticus 19:34 says, see, we naturally love and care for ourselves. Notice that the Bible never directly tells us to love ourselves because it's unnecessary.
Right.
It tells us to love God and others. You see, we take care of our own needs. We do so to the extent of putting ourselves and others' welfare, desires, and ambitions first. You know, before God and before others. We you know what I'm saying? We're gonna do that. That's what we're gonna do. So it's already in us. You don't need to tell us that because we don't always take care of ourselves. It is for this reason that God's words say, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit.
Yeah.
Rather, in humility, value others above yourself. Philippians 2:3. Problem is not that we do not love ourselves, but the problem, we love ourselves too much and love others too little. Self-love can too easily turn from a natural state of corruption of what is natural. The goal instead should be the natural love to be transformed into spiritual or Christian-like love. That's right.
Right.
Our focus shouldn't be on ourselves. You see, we must train self-centered love for that agape love I was just telling y'all about. You know, that God is love. That's right. Loving yourself too much shows selfishness and arrogance, and God hates that, you know. It leads to self-criticism and the sin of boasting. You see, take your eyes off yourself and look at the interests of other people for a change. I promise you. You see? See, spiritual love is not self-love, but rather self-sacrificing love. You see, believers are God's advertisement to a watching society as to show individuals the best to be the best life or live in a society. In fact, Christ and Christian love will always be the best apologetic there is at the church.
All right. Yes,
you see,
is.
God's love is never ending. The book of Lamentations 3:24 say, the Lord's love never ends. His mercy never stops. They are new every morning. See, His grace,
His
loyalty is great. I say to myself, the Lord is mine, and so I hope in Him. You see, remember, God is loved, and whoever abides in love abides in God and abides in Him. 1 John 4:16. We fear the love of this world because it can be lost, meaning that Big John can fall out of love with me at any time. But God's perfect love is eternal. I don't have to wonder about what ifs about God. It will never fade. It would not be lost or be taken away from me. You see, it is granting me security of my soul that always keeps me grounded no matter what comes my way. See, that's why it's essential to redefine your love for God if you don't know him, get to know him. And if you happen to not tap into him yet, plug it right on in. Although we are commanded to repent our sins and strive towards the way of God, he never stopped loving us on our journey to righteousness. He never stopped loving us, moving up that ladder, trying to get to him. The goal of the Christian life is love. The measure of the maturity is our love for God and our love for others. If you fail, if we fail in love, we have missed what it means to be a Christian. That's right. We have missed what it means to be a Christian.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God. Let me go back down. I missed my place. But God is good.
Yes, he is. Thank you, Lord.
You see, the more I grow in my relationship with God, let me just, you know, because the devil trying to get busy, and I feel it, but that's all right because I got a word for you guys, and it's coming straight from God. You see, because the more I grow in my relationship with God, the more his love compels everything that I do, everything that I say, my desire for him. When God had every right to turn his back on me, he showed up and showed me great love I have never seen or experienced. His love has changed me in the best ways possible, and I pray that I spend the rest of my life growing to know his love even more and sharing his love with others. Okay, God. Okay, because see, how can I redefine my love for you, God? Because see, I need to start right here. See, I need to start with totally surrendering myself to him. That's right, with all of my heart, with all of my soul, and with all of my might. Because, you know, it becomes a clean and an open vessel. Then, it becomes a clean and open vessel when we're not only personally experiencing God's love for him, but also be a vessel carrying his love to others. You get what I'm saying? See, when you pray, it's how we communicate with God. It can be hard to openly talk to someone who seems so far away and who not physically with him daily. It's how we begin to continue a loving relationship with him. We need to listen to God because communication is two ways.
Yeah.
You see, you talk, and then you listen. God don't always immediately answer a question you have. Sometimes it may take days, weeks, months, even years to get your prayers answered. You get what I'm saying? See, God's timing, unlike others, is perfect. And he would answer you, I promise you, when you are ready. You get what I'm saying? See, obey God's commandments. None of us are perfect. If we were, we wouldn't even be here in the first place. We grow, develop through his life, so we might be reunited with God in the end. The least we can do, the least we could do for him, y'all, is to try our best to obey his commandments. You get what I'm saying? Give it all you got. We should be kind and honest towards each other in obeying God's will. Come brighter and stronger in his spirit and his integrity in the mind. Study the scriptures. That's right. Study your Bible. Scriptures are meaningful. Mm-hmm. They're beneficial to study materials, any kind of materials that got God's name written all over it, honey. Study it. When we want to strengthen our faith and relationship with God, they allow God to speak to his children. Scriptures also give us a glorious account of spiritual moments throughout time. That's right. That means that shows nutrients. That's what you need to get to him, to see him. That's right. Mm-hmm. Be mindful. Be mindful of God's presence in your life. Though it may seem he is so far away, at times he's not. He does not ever leave your side. Let me just say that again. He does not ever leave your side. It is easy to get caught up in what's happening of this world today and forget to look for God's presence right by your side. Mm-hmm. He's right. He's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Omnipresent God, omnipotent God. That's what he is.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be a symbol of God's love in my life. I want to bind up and bring healing to my with my words and actions on today, oh God. I'm being kind mm-hmm. as well as patient, God. But with that,
mm-hmm.
I want to have patience in mm-hmm. everything in my family, God. Oh God, I just mm-hmm. redefined my love for you, God. Love is patient. Love is kind.
Yeah.
It does not envy.
Yeah.
It does not boast. You see, it's proud. And it does not dishonest others. That's right. It is not seeking. It is not self-seeking.
Yeah.
It's not easily aggrieved or angered. It keeps no record of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices without truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always preserves.
Right.
That's right. God is love. That's right. God is love. If you don't know Christ today, this is your time to get to know him. That's why, by the blood of your sin, God, I want to know you, God, on today. And I want to redefine my love for you today. You are an awesome God, a trustworthy God. You are a God. That's why you are my God. And I thank you for bringing Jesus on today to die. For me and my family. Oh, I will carry your name throughout the earth, God. I surrender my all to you, God. Oh,
God,
I just want to thank you for this loving word, God. If don't nobody else receive God, I do. If didn't
thank
nobody
you,
get
Lord.
None out of it, God, it was just for me. And I thank you, God, for the love that
thank
you have
Lord.
Bestowed on me,
thank
God,
you,
that I might reciprocate the other side, because you are God. You are God. Lord, I love you, Lord God. Thank you, God.
Yes,
I want to thank
you all
for just listening to me, God. I
want
to thank you for listening to me. I just want to thank
Lord.
You for just allowing God to use me, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
Jesus.
I thank you.
Thank you,
God, for this time.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And I just want to say,
amen.
You all
glory.
Keep praying, keep praying my strength in the Lord that I might grow in him peacefully, humbly, and patiently. God bless you all. And thank you, Mama, for this opportunity.
Amen. God bless you, Prophetess Minister McKinney. And we just really, that word was just right. It was just what we needed, what God had for us. And I thank and praise God for you being obedient to the Lord. And we're going to have just about a five-minute prayer, not even that long, just a altar call. If anyone is here that want to give their life to the Lord and want to join this ministry, this is your time now as well. We just thank and praise God for each one of you for being on our radio broadcast and listening to the word of God. I thank and praise God for each one of you. Father, we come now humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin. Lord, I thank you. We thank you for everyone that's on this radio broadcast and the ones that's listening. God, we thank you right now for them. We thank you for the word of God today. We thank you, Lord, for that word. You say your word is present to heal, deliver, and set free. We just give you glory on today. We magnify your name on today. I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice. I ask you to encamp angels all around about them to protect them, Lord, from all hurt, harm, or danger. Lord, and I ask you right now to cover the Triviana Martin, Sattler Martin, on today, Lord. I ask you right now to breathe into her body right now, God. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to lay your hands on her today, God. We bind every demonic force that's trying to come against her right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we tear down every stronghold right now. In the name of Jesus, we tear down every evil demonic force right now, God. In the name of Jesus, you have no power. You have no authority. In the mighty name of Jesus, now you go now. In the name of Jesus, drop dead. So, Father, I ask you today to bless every ear that's listening. Lord, bless them today. Bless them today, God. Bless them today. And I think, and we ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen. Even when prophetess, minister prophetess McKinney was preaching, my phone went off. Did y'all phone go off? My phone got disconnected. And the thing said, you are disconnected. My phone was disconnected. And it said you could call back in. And so when I did call back in, they hooked me right back up. But the enemy was so mad from that love word. You know, from that's God. The love is God. So he was so mad, he disconnected me. And I just don't see how y'all didn't get disconnected. I was looking like, okay, they still on here. I'm the only one on there. So, but the devil is a lie. He don't have no power. And I want each and every one of us to pray for Prophetess Martin on today. I want you all to pray for her. The devil is a lie. He is a lie in the name of Jesus. So we got to pray for her and pray in unity because the devil is a lie. So we just thank and praise God. I'm not going to keep you because it was just right on time. It was on time. So I thank God for her and for her being obedient to the Lord. And next week is going to be Prophetess Minister Lisa Harris. It's going to be bringing the word for next week. And I'm going to invite you all and anybody else that want to come on to hear the word of God. So we're going to get ready to close out. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord maketh his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. You all go in peace. God bless you and God love you and I love you too. And we'll see you for our business meeting tomorrow at 6 o'clock your time and 7 o'clock my time. So God bless you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Amen. Amen.
God bless you, Prophetess. Awesome words.